Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In life, we're surrounded by facts, numbers, reports, circumstances, and visible realities that compete daily for our attention. But beyond what the eyes can see, there's another truth, a higher truth that comes from the Word of God. Too often we allow the physical truth to speak louder than the spiritual, and in doing so, we limit what God wants to reveal and release in our lives. When we align our hearts with God's Word instead of our circumstances, impossible things become possible. Are you ready to shift your focus from the limitations of the visible to the power of the invisible? Join us in today's sermon titled, Spiritual Truth Over Physical Facts, as we learn how to rise above human reasoning and embrace the power of spiritual truth that transforms what is seen by what is spoken from heaven. Let's join in.
There are spiritual truths and there are physical truths as well. But then let me tell you that if we allow physical truth to dominate spiritual truth, we are hindering ourselves from receiving the good things that God has got for us. It's so important because some of us have allowed physical truth to dominate spiritual truth. And so many times we have discredited ourselves or become discouraged when it comes to understanding what it means to ask and receive from God, or to seek and to be seeking after something to find, or knocking for doors of opportunities to be opened. And that's exactly what the enemy wants us. He wants us to see what is happening, our circumstances, our situation, what is happening around us, and forget that there are spiritual truths out there which are realities, which are things that happen. So most of us are familiar with the scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, where he says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." However, when we don't see an immediate manifestation to our prayer, we try to rationalize that outcome by thinking, well, I suppose not everybody receives. But that's not scriptural at all. It's not in scripture. It's not what the Word of God teaches. Because the next verse says, "For everyone that asks, receives. For everyone who seeks, finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened to them." You see, so Jesus knew that people would not really take this seriously. So he repeated what he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, in verse 8 as well. Because he thought maybe they were not paying attention. Maybe they think it's too good to be true. But it is. He said, "For everyone that asks, receives. For everyone that seeks, finds. For everyone who knocks, the door is open to them." So the problem is most of us don't really believe this scripture. I'm telling you, most people don't. Because, you know, they thought they have actually prayed and saw no results. So we lose our excitement in the Word and don't expect it to work like that. But God's Word works. The spiritual truth is as real as what you see physically. Even that one is more stronger to happen because what we see around us is just temporary. I'm telling you, what we see around us is passing away. But the spiritual truth is actually eternal and will happen. So let me ask you this question. Have you prayed and thought your prayers are not being answered, or it seems your prayers are unanswered? It's a question, and it's a question all of us have to ask all the time, because most time we have prayed and we have seen no answers immediately, and so we thought our prayers have not been answered. But God answers prayers. Most of us have had times when we have prayed a prayer of faith and our prayers seemed to go unanswered. Maybe you got into the Word of God, you planted a seed, you prayed for a miracle, and then nothing happened. I can identify with you. The problem is that many people stop believing at that moment. That's the difference. God's word says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, that whatever things that you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Hallelujah. We see this is a scripture that, you know, many people will read it, but they don't believe. But this is Jesus speaking. He said, whatever things that you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So this scripture illustrates that believing that you have received when you pray is a crucial part of receiving from God, my friend. Jesus made it very clear that you would have the things that you desired of the Lord if you believe that you have received when you pray. This is a spiritual truth, and it applies to all believers believing and receiving their own desires. Hallelujah. So this is where most Christians stumble. They stumble about this. The Bible says to believe when you pray that you have received what you desired. You haven't seen the physical manifestation of the results, but the Bible says believe that you have received. And that's the spiritual truth. Physical truth is based on only what we can see, what we can taste, what we can hear, what we can smell or feel. But Jesus is saying that the believing that is required has to be done. When you pray, you believe first that you have received, even though you have not seen the manifestation physically. So Jesus is just telling that the believing that is required has to be done when you pray. That's the first thing. Why the thing you desire shall come to pass in the future. This might be only an instant or even a longer period of time, but the word shall signifies future tense. So you have to believe first that you have received, even though you haven't seen the physical manifestation. But Jesus Christ is saying, just believe and you will receive them. It could be instantly. It could be a period of time. It could be the future. Hallelujah. So we have God's kind of faith that enables us to believe in things that cannot be seen. We have it because the Bible says that God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And in Mark chapter 11, 24 that I read, Jesus was making this God kind of faith a prerequisite to receiving answers to prayer. You must believe that you receive your answer when you pray, not when you see the things you have desired. And that's the spiritual truth I'm telling you. Physical truth says you haven't received. But do not let physical truth dominate spiritual truth. You don't doubt and say, oh, I just haven't seen anything. How should I believe that I've received them? And that's physical because you're just looking around and feeling the pain and all your situation is still there, have not changed. So you think, oh, that's not true. So some people say it's a lie to speak that you have been healed when you don't feel healed. But that's operating only by your five senses, you know. You have to walk in the spirit and not by sight. There are spiritual realities, I'm telling you. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 6, verse 63, that it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And he continued and said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So the Bible is the spiritual truth. We are limited when we only think in the physical realm. There is a spiritual world and there is a physical world. And we are limited when we just focus on the physical truth, physical realm. Now, let the spiritual world, spiritual realities, spiritual realm, spiritual truth dominate you, my friend. So just because you cannot see it doesn't mean God didn't do it. God always answers when we pray according to his will. He always answers when we pray and believe the things that we are asking for. But when God answers your prayer, he gives it to you in the spiritual form. If you ask for finances, God releases the spiritual power to produce those finances. If you pray for healing, he gives it to you in spiritual form. God's operation ends in the spiritual realm, independent of you. It's already been answered. So far as you are not praying in doubt, so far as you are praying according to his will, so far as you believe, he had already done it in the spiritual realm. But what happens is, faith is the key that brings the answer into physical manifestation. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see? So your faith brings what God has accomplished into the physical reality. God gives it to you in the spirit, then faith brings it into the physical manifestation of physical realm. So many times, believers think God hasn't answered prayer because they cannot perceive it in the physical realm. But you've got to believe something is happening beyond your five senses. If you don't believe it until you see it, you won't receive from God. That's what the Bible is saying. Yes, it's true that you haven't seen the physical manifestation of the answer. But don't let physical truth dominate spiritual truth. Don't. The Bible says you have to believe you receive when you pray. You know, there is a physical world and there is a spiritual world. And your faith can bring what is in the spiritual realm to the physical. That's where you tap into. The spiritual truth is that the Lord, our God, who answers prayers, he moves instantly to answer our prayer that meet his qualifications, you know. The Lord moves straight away to answer our prayers if we ask in faith or if we ask without wavering. The Bible says if we doubt, we will receive nothing from the Lord. So far as we are not wavering, so far as we are not doubting, God answers our prayers. And we must ask according to his will. But he moves in the spiritual realm, my friend. His workings are not always immediately evident to our physical senses. By faith, we must believe that he is answering our prayers before we see any physical evidence or physical manifestation, my friend. If we fail to believe until we see something, then that's not faith. And it will cause us not to receive the things that we desired of the Lord. Faith is our evidence, not what we see. Hallelujah. So this physical truth and spiritual truth exist, but then one has to dominate the other to receive from God. And the spiritual truth is what must dominate the physical truth. Some of you may think you don't have enough faith to believe for a miracle. The truth is that you cannot get any more faith than you already have because God has given you enough faith to believe. Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 3 that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. God gave us all the same measure of faith. In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, wrote this, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So Paul said that he uses the faith of Jesus. We live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and saved us. That means you have the same amount of faith that Jesus has because we live by his faith. And that should be enough to believe spiritual truth and tap into that and receive what God has ordained for you, my friend. There is spiritual truth and there is physical truth. Let the spiritual truth dominate the physical truth. And I tell you, God has given you the best ever and you will receive them. If you are listening to me now and you are a Christian, that's what you got to do. Make sure spiritual truth dominates physical truth. And if you are not a believer in Christ, this is not even applicable to you. The spiritual truth is saying that it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that there is judgment. Whether you believe it or not, it's a spiritual truth and it's going to happen. Every person on this earth will die once. That's what the Bible says. And there is judgment. But God is so merciful. He is ready to save you. He saved you more than 2,000 years ago. But it's up to you to receive what is already done. And it's so simple. If you will pray this prayer after me, you will be saved today, right now, as we pray. Pray it from your heart. Pray this after me. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.